Hello, and welcome to ReviewBox, episode 2. This is the second podcast. I've done 2 podcasts. That is one more than Frankie Boyle. So officially, I'm better than Frankie Boyle. I mean, he's only done one. Sort yourself out, Frankie. Right, first of all, massive thank you to everyone who's downloaded and subscribed. Thank you! Jeez, I can't show my appreciation enough. I mean, so I'm inflicting another one of these on you. I'm a monster. Why do you enjoy it, you sickos? Today, I'm covering the Expendables, as the woman on the BFI hotline called it. The Expendables is Sylvester Stallone's latest action offering, which he slapped down onto our movie plates with his giant manly hands.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, sorry, no, Sylvester Stallone, he's, local, or something like that. Okay, so the film got a lot of media coverage because it's basically a reunion of all these action greats. It's like the G8 summit, but with muscles and fat necks instead of resolving the world's problems. You have Stallone, Statham, Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, Mickey Rourke, all of these people are absolute giants in their field. But other than that, it's nothing! It's just this giant, attention-seeking, wobbling blob of sweat and engine oil. So the Expendables are basically a group of mercenaries that are sent out to do this big mission that no one else can do. But they themselves have this really weird moral compass. Dolph Lundgren was booted out of the club because he wanted to hang this pirate. No, no, naughty Dolph, said Sylvester Stallone, waggling a beefy finger. No, because if we did that, that would be wrong. However, a few moments earlier, they blow this bloke's torso straight off his legs, and all manly activities require legs, and surely the Expendables should have some kind of respect for this. You know, football, kickboxing, legs are the most important organ for these activities. But then again, legs are used for ballet, so I take it back. The legs are girly, so good on you, Expendables, for blowing off that man's legs. Well done. In this menagerie of a cast they have, Bruce Willis is probably one of the highlights of the film, playing this mysterious, enigmatic informant. But even he's only on the screen for about a minute. Even he couldn't bear to be in the film much longer. Arnold Schwarzenegger steps into this room, filling it full of light like some kind of action angel. He bumbles around and buggers off. Mickey Rourke's performance probably stands up as one of the best. But Rourke, mate, what are you doing? You don't need to be in this movie, you have a career. The Expendables themselves are really forgettable. There's this one scene where they all sit quietly. Supposedly they're reflecting on this mission, and what they've done is right. But you know what? I don't think that's what it is. The sexual tension in that room, you could cut it with a knife. And they cover up this obvious subplot, and probably a much more interesting subplot, by adding this romantic interest. This sexy Mexican woman sort of swaggers into the room, and she's accompanied by this flamenco guitar music. Now, I don't have much experience with sexy women, but are they all followed by flamenco guitar music, or is that just a movie cliché? Now, every single sound effect in the film is exactly the same. The motorbikes, the planes, the guns, which there are lots of, all have this sort of masculine rumbling buzz. I'll play a clip of it. Hang on, here. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that isn't the sound of a motorbike, or a plane, or a gun. That's the sound of Sylvester Stallone thinking, trying to think of another stupid plot.
I've got an idea for this movie.
The writing is awful as well. The script was written by Stallone, and when I say written, I think he just sort of arranged these plastic magnetic letters on a fridge and they miraculously spelt out real life human words. Stallone is this hard-bitten mercenary, but at one point he's been held captive by this armed goon who bellows at him, "How many men have you got?" And he replies with, "Just your mother! Just your mother! That is a primary school insult! Your mum? That's ridiculous, Sly! You can do better than that!" A perfect way to sum up the film comes towards the end. The Expendables have blown up this giant military compound, and Sly Stallone turns around and orders them to blow it up again. They blow up the blown-up remains! You know what? I can sum it up even better than that. This film isn't very good. Now, at this point, I would criticise what other critics have said, but most of them agree with me, so I'm not in no position to sort of act against them. So instead, I'll read out some YouTube comments. Ones from, they're mostly from the trailer. I think some of them were from clips of the premiere. But they sort of reflect the movie-going public, if you will. I'll read them out to you now. Okay, this first one is from Seashell21. And it reads as follows. This movie is just so badass. Makes me love men even more. It made me hate men even more. It made me not want to be a man. It made me want to cease being a male anymore. There's this one here. This film is by far my favourite. I almost cannot describe how magical and wonderful this film is. From the story, the characters, the hairstyles, the fashion. Now, the hairstyles and fashion didn't really strike me as to being that great. Did this person confuse it with Sex and the City or something? Now, there are a lot of people complaining at the fact that Chuck Norris wasn't in the film. Chuck Norris, the karate star, and someone jokingly said before this one that James Bond should have been in it. And this person replied with, "Who would invite Bond or Chuck? They're both about 90, lol, and shit actors." I don't think that person should be allowed to watch films, to be honest. This next one is in capitals, actually, so I'm going to shout this one. Okay.
"I love this film so much, and I can't stop watching it. Every time I watch it, it keeps me watching it. You guys are so great. I love it, and I'm dedicated to it. I love you guys. Plus, I want you to feature Vin Diesel in it, too."
And I think that review is from... yeah, it's from Vin Diesel. Yeah, he's just looking for work. This next... sorry, there's so many. This next one. In the film, lots of people get sliced up with knives. They get their hands chopped off, and someone gets their head chopped off, someone gets stabbed. There's that whole thing where someone's legs get blown off. I talked about that. So this one says, "This movie, my friends, gets a 10. It won't disappoint." God bless. God bless. Because God approves of those things, doesn't he? And so many of these comments say they describe the cast in the film as legendary. Legendary! I don't think in years to come bards are going to be travelling from Hamlet to Hamlet. Speaking of that bit when, lo, Jason Statham did stab the man in the back, and it was wicked. I think the whole sort of mood that this film puts me in, it can be summed up by this comment here. "Awesome movie. A true man's movie, and honestly, we need more movies like this every once in a while. Who needs a story when you have explosions and action of this type? Truly brilliant. Who needs a story? Who needs a story indeed?" Oh, it makes me angry. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast. It's been a fun ride. I wish I could be more positive about the film, but there you go. Some films are just awful. Thank you very much. This is Jack Buckley. Look at my website. I've got a website and everything. It's filmsqueeze.wordpress.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Buckley Jack at Buckley Jack. That's Jack Buckley, but swivel round. So Buckley Jack. Thank you. Take care.